Veggie Only. UK school bans meat from lunches over climate fears. By Peter Cattell on February 14, 2022. A school in the UK has decided to ban all meat options from its lunch menu over fears surrounding climate change. Barrowford Primary School in Lancashire revealed to parents in a recent letter that it had banned all meat options from its lunch menu, citing a desire to stop climate change. Parents have also been asked to refrain from including meat in lunches packed for their children. According to a report by The Sun, meat has been banned from lunches in the school for over a year. But parents had only recently become aware of the change thanks to a recent letter sent out by the school. In the document, headmaster Rachel Tomlinson claimed that the aim of the measure was to stop climate change, and that she wanted those who gave their children packed lunches to follow suit. "If you still want to send packed lunches, could you please consider meat-free options to further support us in doing our bit to reduce carbon emissions as a school community?" she asked parents. "Our children learn about the principles of sustainable development as part of the national curriculum, and are really interested in how they can contribute to better looking after our environment," the principal also told the publication. "We made our school lunches meat-free to demonstrate how each of us making a small change to our daily habits can have a much wider positive impact, and that reducing meat consumption is just one way to do this," she continued. However, despite Tomlinson saying she was willing to discuss the measure with anyone who had misgivings, parents have not responded positively to her request. "It is a joke. I'm looking to move mine as I've had enough of that school," one parent is reported as saying. "I think they forget that non-meat eaters and vegans have to take a lot of supplements. Why not accommodate the veggies, vegans, whatever and add to the menu instead of making our kids adapt?" another asked. This recent development comes as the crusade against meat-eating increases in intensity across the United Kingdom. One UK council, headed up by a coalition of left-leaning parties, has voted to ban the serving of meat at official events, mandating that all meals be vegan-only. Oxfordshire County Council made the decision despite the heavy levels of agriculture in the surrounding area. "Madness. Utter madness," lamented local TV personality-turned-farmer Jeremy Clarkson, who also serves as host of popular car show The Grand Tour and farming cereal Clarkson's Farm, regarding the council decision. "Why are Liberal Democrats always Stalinist?" he also asked. Another recent development in the UK was the labelling of meat-eating as white supremacist and misogynist during a debate at the University of Oxford. "Your vote, on the motion, tonight expresses your allegiance to or rejection of a white supremacist patriarchal worldview." Pornography of Meat author Carol Adams told those gathered before claiming that 21st century animal eating requires our complicity in a new colonialism. "White supremacists weaponized eating meat, eggs and dairy," she continued. "Images of milk-drinking white men, of platters groaning with meat, and the baiting of liberal men as so-called soy boys are all part of the neo-Nazi messaging." While the audience present in the debating theater applauded Adams, others have derided her, with Joe Rogan and Jordan Peterson, in particular, mocking the so-called feminist vegan advocate in a recent podcast. "In its own way, it was like an ultimate work of art," Peterson said, describing the speech. "Every politically correct trope you could possibly imagine was magnified beyond its normal range of reference and applied randomly to this issue. Imagine if it's all performance art," remarked Rogan, raising doubts over the seriousness of Adams' speech.